You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams, Nebraska Christian and Dort College. This is a non-conference men's basketball game. Nebraska Christian is 10-9 this season. They've had a four-game winning streak stopped Wednesday night with a loss to Morningside. The Sentinels have played three GPAC teams. They're 1-2 against Concordia, 94-67. Mount Marty, 88-83. They won that one, and they lost to Morningside, 90-50. Willie Williams' team is getting outscored, 82.6 to 82. They've out-rebounded teams 36.4 to 34.8. Sentinels are making 47% of their shots. DJ Haynes tops the team with a 28.6 points per game average. He's making 51% of his field goals and 43% of his three-point shots. Drew Aguilera adds 9.5 points per game. Devin Jones is good for 7.8. The defender men are 14-8 this year, 7-6 in the GPAC. They are led by Garrett Frank, and with 12.6 points per game, he has 25 made three-point baskets, also gets 7.1 rebounds per game. Chad Barkham is scoring 11.7 points per game and is making 55.2% of his field goals. Jesse Jansma has an 11.6 points per game average to go with 35 made three-pointers. Alec Henriksen has lifted his scoring average to 10.9 per game. Josh Van Langen is at 10.8. Henriksen is the team leader in made three-point shots with 47 and has made 40.2% of his three-point attempts. Zach Bussard is chipping in with 9.4 points per game. Ben Gasink is adding 7.2. Last outing, Morningside defeated Nebraska Christian 90-50. Mustangs converted 31 of 65 shots in that game. Chris Pendley scored 15. Devin Jones had 10. DJ Haynes was held to 7 points. Dort's last game was a 95-64 win over the Lancers. Dort controlled it from start to finish with a 6-0 run to start the game. Defenders were 39 of 63 from the field and out-rebounded the Lancers 42-29. Let's take one more break and be back with starting lineups from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the Nebraska Christian Sentinels, they will start number two, TJ Rivera, a 5'11 sophomore from Gibbon, Nebraska, averaging 7.3 points per game. Number four is Devin Jones, a 6-foot sophomore from Colorado Springs, averaging 7.8 points per game. Number 20 is DJ Haynes. He's a 6'1 senior from Falcon, Colorado, averaging 28.6 points per game. Number 30 is Chris Pendley, a 6'6 junior from Long Beach, California, averaging 5.2 points per game. And number 35 is Matt Lilquist, a 6'8 senior from Sabika, Minnesota, averaging 6.4 points per game. Again, for Nebraska Christian, Rivera, Jones, Haynes, Pendley, and Lilquist. For the defenders, they will go with number three, Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 senior from Spirit Lake, averaging 10.9 points per game. Number five is Chad Barkham, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 11.7 points per game. Number 11 is Ben Gasink, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.2 points per outing. Number 22 is Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 12.6. And number 25 is Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.8 points per game. Again, for the defenders, it is Henriksen, Gasink, Barkema, Franken, and Van Langen to start. Off of the bench, Jesse Jansma, 11.6 points per game. Chandler Brunsting, 5.5 points per game. And Zach Bussard, 9.4 points per game. Those three will draw the bulk of the minutes initially off of the bench for the Dort College defenders. We're just about set for basketball. The College of St. Mary, the Nebraska Christian Sentinels will defend the opening tip. They will send TJ Rivera into the center jump circle. No one on the Nebraska Christian offensive end of the floor. Dort College controls the tap. They pass left side over to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema comes back out front, Van Langen. Van Langen to Gasink. Gasink ball screen. Right side back over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up Ben Langen. Ben Langen with the basketball. Shovels it into the left corner. Gaysink. Gaysink knocks down a three. Ben Gaysink with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 3-0 right out of the chute. So the defenders start things with a three-pointer by Gaysink. And Gaysink with a steal on the ensuing play, but he travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Sentinels. So the Sentinels with the basketball, 19-20 remaining first half. Sentinels have it. Sentinels in their red jerseys. Devin Jones, left side, comes back over to Chris Pendley. They go underneath and through the hands of the intended receiver. It will be Dort College basketball. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Gaysink. Gaysink will bring it up. Ben with the basketball across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema double team. Fires it back out to Ben. Ben short corner. Barkema. Barkema 12-footer. No good. Rebound Franken and Garrett Franken with the putback. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 5-0. 5-0 our score. Left side pass goes over to DJ Haynes. Drives in right hand left side. Good. DJ Haynes with a two-point basket. He's averaging 28 points per game. Gaysink had it deflected. Shovels it back over to Van Langen with one hand. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema gets it to Van Langen off the deflection. Van Langen right-handed shot off the glass from the block. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Christian. Three-pointer, T.J. Rivera, and Rivera ties it up with a three-pointer from the right wing. Barkema brings it up the floor. Pass goes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen looking for someone to pass to. Lob pass to Barkema. Reverses. Franken, long two, missed it, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Christian basketball. So Nebraska Christian will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Devin Jones. He will toss it in to Rivera. And Rivera brings it up the floor. Rivera in between the circles out front. Pass goes left side. Jones, 17-footer, no good. Rebound Franken. Franken gets it to Gaysink. Gaysink to Barkema in transition. Barkema able to get around the defensive player. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Chad with his first two. Dort College leads 7-5. 7-5. On the left wing, Jones. Jones goes back to the right to Rivera. Rivera on the pick and roll. Gives it up to Lilquist. Lilquist takes it to the basket, but he's fouled after the missed shot. That foul is going to go on Josh Van Langen. That's foul number one on Josh. Couple of free throws on the way for Lilquist, a 46% free throw shooter. First one is good. .1706 remaining. First half of basketball. Defenders lead 7-6. Free throw up, free throw good. Lilquist, sub 500 for the season from the free throw line, but he makes two that time. Defender basketball, Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting with it, backs it out to midcourt. Brunsting goes left side, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Jansma, pick and roll, instead kicks over to Gaysink. Gaysink another three. Ben with a couple of threes to start the game, and the defender lead is 10-7. 10-7. And we've got an illegal screen called on the Sentinels out near the wing. That's going to go against Chris Pendley. It will be Dort College basketball after the foul call. Dort College bringing it up, leading 10-7. Ben Gaysink of the basketball goes right side over to Franken. Franken to Gaysink. Gaysink underneath, posted up, unable to finish. T.J. Rivera was defending him, and Gaysink had about 5 inches on him, but unable to finish the shot. D.J. Haynes to the free throw line, bobbled it, gives it back over to Rivera. Rivera, three, good. T.J. Rivera with a three-point basket. We're tied at 10-10. Gaysink, right side, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting back to Franken. Franken, Brunsting, Brunsting, Gaysink, another one, left that one short. And the rebound is taken away by Nebraska Christian. Out front, D.J. Haynes. Haynes lets five of the long three, no good. Rebound controlled by Franken. Franken to Brunsting. Brunsting, Franken, inside, Buss. Buss, layup, good. Little baby hook by Bussard right around the hoop. And the defenders lead 12-10, pending the free throw. So 12-10 our score, defenders leading by a couple. So Zach Bussard shooting the free throw. And losing a shoe was Devin Jones. They had to pause play to let him get that on and secured. Free throw is up and good for Buss. Zach Bussard makes the free throw. Three-point play for Bussard, and the defenders lead at 13-10. 13-10 the score. Nebraska Christian basketball. Haynes guarded by Brunsting. Haynes out front. Brunsting forces him out to near the center jump circle. With it on the right side, Rivera. Back to Haynes. Lost it. Jesse Jansma got a hand on it. Back over to Frank, and Frank with a layup of the right hand missed it in transition. And here comes Nebraska Christian into the corner. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound controlled by Brunsting. Brunsting over the basketball. Chandler into the front court with a right hand. Now to Gaysink. 14:45 left to play in the half. Goes to Bussard, and Bussard takes it in strong against Chris Pendley. And Pendley has just been called for his second personal foul. Zach Bussard to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Well, I am still trying to track down that women's basketball score between Midland and Mount Marty. As you start to look at how some of these games are impacting the GPAC standings. First free throw by Buss was good. Second one is good as well. So Buss with five. And the defender lead is back to five at 15-10, matching their biggest lead of the game. Right side, Jansma. Three ball, right wing, missed it. Strong, no good. Rebound cleared by CSM. CSM with the basketball. CSM brings it up. On the left-hand side is Haynes. Haynes with it. Haynes drives, puts it up with the left hand, and on the penetration, D.J. Haynes now with 4 points. It's 15-12. 15-12. And Chandler Brunsting dribbling it up the floor, turns it over. It will be Nebraska Christian basketball. Nebraska Christian with it, Jonte Williams. Jonte Williams across half court. Williams gives it up to Aguilera. Aguilera to Haynes. Haynes with the basketball. Haynes picks up his dribble. Comes back to Lilquist. Lilquist, right side. Haynes now deep in the right corner. All the way down to the baseline. Gets it back to the free throw line, and the free throw line jumper is good for Aguilera. Aguilera makes it 15-14. Dort College up by one. Into the front court is Brunsting. Brunsting splits the defense. Out front, Benlangen. Benlangen steps into the three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jonte Williams. Jonte Williams up the floor, into the corner. Back it goes, left side, three is good. Three-point basket for Aguilera. He's got five, and the defenders trail 15-17. A 17-15 lead for the Sentinels. They've outscored Dort 7-0. Henriksen out front. Puts it up in traffic, and he is fouled on the play. Wait to see who that is going to go against. That's going to be on Matt Lilliquist, his second. So both post players, both starting post players for Nebraska Christian have picked up two fouls each. That will bring a new player off of the bench for Nebraska Christian. Is there a free throw situation? It appears Alec Henriksen has lost a contact lens. And he's dealing with that right now. So Henriksen will be shooting two. So two free throws on the way. First free throw on the way for the seniors up and no good. Another free throw on the way for Henriksen. Second free throw trying to bring it back to 1-point ball game. This one's up and good, so Henriksen makes one of two. Defenders trail 17-16. CSM basketball. Beg your pardon, Nebraska Christian basketball. Jonte Williams has it, left side. Gives it up to Aguilera. Aguilera, jumper, good. Well, that's DJ Haynes who got the 2-point basket. He's got six. And the defenders trail 19-16. 19-16, our score. Right side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting to Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema goes left side, Jansma. Jansma, Henriksen. Henriksen right side to Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen back to Brunsting. Brunsting, 17-footer. Up, good. Chandler Brunsting with a 2-point basket. And he gets Dort College back to within a point at 19-18. Chandler Brunsting with that 2-point bucket, 11:50 and counting, first half. Right side pass. Nebraska Christian with it. Haynes. Haynes passes out of the trap. Kick out pass out front. Three missed, no good. Rebound controlled by Jansma. Jesse Jansma into the front court. Left side, Brunsting. And Brunsting is fouled on the play. And Chandler will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot three free throws. One weather-related announcement. Need to make sure I pass along to you. The Sela concert in Orange City this evening has been canceled. Sela snowed in this weekend, so they're unable to make the trip to Orange City for their concert this evening, so that has been canceled. Rescheduled plans potentially announced next week. Second free throw by Brunsting after he missed the first one. Good. And another free throw coming as Brunsting tries to reestablish a lead for the defenders. That one's up and good as well. 20-19. Chandler Brunsting with 4 points. And the Dort College defenders will set up pressure defense. Long pass over the top. Sentinels. Shot is blocked by Van Langen. They get it back underneath. And this time the reverse layup by Jordan Makanjula is good. Had his first shot blocked, but he gets the reverse layup to go that time. Gets it around Van Langen. Barkema driving in. His floater is good. Chad Barkema with four. Defenders lead 22-21. 22-21, right side pass. This is Aguilera. Aguilera, top of the key. Feeds it underneath. Jump hook in the lane is good by Makajula. Dort College trailing 23-22. Henriksen trying to pass it to Van Langen. Too hot to handle. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Nebraska Christian basketball. Busser checking back into the game. Checking out will be Van Langen at the next stoppage. Jonte Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it up to DJ Haynes. Shot from the perimeter and off of the bench to score six in a row is Macajula. And the defenders trail 25-22. Long pass over the top, Van Langen. Van Langen with a two-point basket. Defenders trail 25-24. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Right side, Drew Aguilera gives it up, DJ Haynes. Haynes misses the three, but the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Christian, Stork College basketball. And we had a push called on the rebound. That's going to go on Macajula. Macajula whistled for the foul. Stork College gets the basketball back. Gaysink will bring it up. Gaysink takes it across the timeline. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken, Henriksen, Henriksen underneath intended for Bussard. And the ball is deflected out. Controlled by Nebraska Christian. Sentinels with the basketball. Haynes. Haynes splits the defense. To the basket. Layup good. DJ Haynes with 8 points. Leading scorer for this team, averaging 28.6 points per game. Gaysink out front. Goes right side back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink to Franken. Franken jumper, right baseline, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. He's got four. Defenders trail 27-26. So Nebraska Christian with the basketball out front. Haynes. Haynes gives it up to Collier. Collier, they dump it down low. Gaysink up the floor. Lost the handle. Puts up the short shot on the rebound. No good, but there for the putback is Chad Barkema. And Chad Barkema gets called for the putback to go. York College trails 29-28 after the putback by the sophomore from Sioux Falls. He's got six with an opportunity to tie it. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Barkema. Barkema with seven. We're tied 29 all. Both teams shooting extremely well from the field thus far. North College 53%. Nebraska Christian 67%. Collier throws it down low for Macajula. Back to Haynes. Macajula, another jumper from 12. No good. This time North College gets a defensive stop. They've got the basketball into the front court. Gaysink. They dump it down low for Bussard. Bussard with a reverse layup. It's good. And Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity of his own. And Macajula has just picked up his second personal foul. He is the third player to pick up his second foul in the post for Nebraska Christian. So Nebraska Christian in a bit of foul trouble. They've got three players now with two fouls each, and they all play the same position. Toward College, Zach Bussard fails to convert the free throw. He's got 7 points. DJ Haynes, pull up three, missed it, no good. Rebound Frank, and three players around him, gets it away to Brunsting. Brunsting, diagonal pass. They come back over to Bussard. Bussard is fouled from behind by DJ Haynes, and Haynes is whistled for the reach in. DJ Haynes called for his first personal. Our score. North College leading by a pair. Zach Bussard will shoot two when DJ Haynes takes care of his shoe issue. He'll get that right Adidas knotted up. And this will be a one-and-one opportunity for Bussard. Bussard with a one-and-one, missed it. 31-29, couple of missed free throws in a row now by the defenders. leaving points on the table, if you will. DJ Haynes out front, guarded by Brunsting. Comes back to Haynes. Haynes balls down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. What's the call? And they're going to call Jesse Jansma for a reach-in. Foul number one on Jansma on that play. I thought there was going to be a jump ball called. Missed shot, and now we've got a push called on Nebraska Christian under the basket. Isaiah Collier gets whistled for the push on the rebound, and will shoot a one-and-one on the other end. A more cynical person would say that was a makeup call. Garrett Franken to the free throw line. He'll shoot a one-and-one. Franken's one-and-one. First one, good. And actually, this is a two-shot situation as Nebraska Christian is now over the 10-foul limit. A second free throw on the way for Garrett. That one's up, and it's no good. Rebound, though, corralled by Jansma, thrown back towards midcourt. Dort College will recycle the offense. 32-29, Franken, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound, Gaysink out to Jansma. Jansma, kick out, Ben, back to Chandler, three, good. Chandler Brunsting with a three-point basket. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 35-29. 6:50 remaining in the first half. Steal by Brunsting on coming back the other way. Layup with the right hand. Chandler gets it to go. Foul called on Rivera. A three-point play opportunity coming here for Brunsting. And Chandler Brunsting giving the defenders a charge here early. He's got nine, and he'll be shooting a free throw. So Chandler Brunsting with a steal and then the layup on the other end. As the defenders, and they're going to call an intentional foul on the play. So that'll be a free throw and possession. Chandler makes the free throw. Actually, that's two free throws, so a rare four-point play opportunity. And we're going to have an extension of the possession. So that's 39-29. So Brunsting got the steal. And it was the right hand in the middle of the back with a little shove towards the wall that did the trick. So TJ Rivera got called for that personal foul. Dort College with an opportunity to extend the possession. Right side Brunsting, swing pass over the top. Franken stretches out, the 6'7 player. Able to get to it. Keeps it in play. Jansma to Buss. Buss layup good. Zach Bussard with a two-point bucket. Bussard with nine. Dort College extends the lead 41-29. Timeout on the floor. Charged to Nebraska Christian. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College leading 41-29. Today's game made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College leading by a dozen. The defenders right now on a 15-0 run dating back to a 29-26 deficit. With a basketball out front, Kyle Bohlowski. Bohlowski with it right wing. Looking for the dump down low. Instead goes to Jones. Jones to DJ Haynes. Shot on the way. Up. Good. A three-point basket for Drew Aguilera. Aguilera with eight. Dort College leads 41-32. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen against... they're going to call a charging foul on Alec. Henriksen took it to the basket, but gets called for a charge. So Henriksen whistled for his first personal. Left side pass. Aguilera, an opportunity for Nebraska Christian to start whittling away at the lead. Out front with the basketball is Aguilera. Three-pointer up, no good. That is probably not a shot that Matt Lilliquist takes a lot. Puts a three-pointer up from the top of the key. And Jesse Jansma tries to come to a stop in the middle of the lane, and he gets whistled for a travel. Dragged his pivot foot. It'll be Nebraska Christian basketball. 5:20 remaining, first half. Dort in front. Nebraska Christian, Haynes. Haynes drives in. Barkema swats it away. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen, Brunsting. Brunsting, 17-footer. Too strong, no good. There for the rebound is Barkema. Barkema stripped on the way up, but he is fouled. Chad will go to the free throw line. He's got 7 points. So the defenders opening up a double-digit lead moments ago. It's back to 9 right now, and Chad Barkema is shooting a free throw. So Chad Barkema with a free throw. It's up. Good. Another one on the way for Barkema. 8 points for Chad. Averaging 11.7 points per game is the 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls. Second free throw is up and good as the right-hander out of the deep knee bend knocks it down. He's got 9. Defenders lead 43-32. 43-32 our score. This is Nebraska Christian. Haynes. Haynes off of the window. No good. Rebound controlled by Van Langen. Outlet to Brunsting. Diagonal pass. Jansma has a player in the corner. Has a player in both corners. Now finds Henriksen as he comes up to the wing. Three-pointer by Al. Good. Alec Henriksen buries the deep triple. Dort College leads 46-32. Nebraska Christian with the basketball. On the left-hand side, Dort College up by 14. Sentinels driving in. Jones. And the ball is tapped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. No, it's Nebraska Christian basketball. Garrett Frank and Ben Gasing both checking into the game. Barkema, Van Langen, and Henriksen remain on the floor, joining Franken and Gasing. Lilliquist, return pass, Haynes. Haynes, baseline jumper, 12-footer is good. DJ Haynes with a two-point basket. He's got 10, and the defender lead is 46-34. There is a timeout on the floor, charged to Nebraska Christian. Back with more in a moment. Dort basketball after the timeout. We've got an illegal screen called on the defenders. That's going to go against Alec Henriksen. Alec whistled for his second. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Defenders on defense now, leading by a dozen. Nebraska Christian trying to cut into the lead. Feed it down low. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Van Langen. Baseball pass over the top. Barkema tracks it down far right corner. Comes back to Franken. Franken off of the glass. Good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 7. Defenders lead 48-34. So the defenders back up by 14, matching their biggest lead of the game. Shot by DJ Haynes. Pull up. Missed it. No good. Tap. No good. And a foul on the play called against. No, they're not going to call a foul. They're going to say that that ball bounced off of the shot clock. That was touched by Nebraska Christian last. It will be defender basketball. So Dort with the basketball back. Chance to build on the 14-point lead with 3 minutes remaining. Van Langen gives it to Gasink. Gasink against Jonte Williams. Gasink back out front. Henriksen. Henriksen ball fake. He'll drive in over the right hand. Stripped on the way up, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Nebraska Christian basketball. So Dort unable to convert. Josh Van Langen will check out of the ball game. And Nebraska Christian, Devin Jones. Devin Jones gives to Haynes. Haynes, runner from 15, good. He's got all the tricks. He's got a dozen. Dort College leads 48-36. Zach Busser driving the other way, and it's blocked by Lilquist. Left-handed layup, no good, but there for the tap-in. On the follow is Pendley. Pendley with two, and the defender lead is 10, 48-38, 2:15 and counting, first half. Barkema left side as Dort travels down to the north end of the floor. Pass to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Barkema comes back. Franken. Franken, 17-footer, left it short, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Nebraska Christian. DJ Haynes with it. DJ. And an illegal screen called on Lilquist. It's foul number three on Lilquist. Brunsting is in. Henriksen is out. Jansma is in as well, along with Gasing, Franken, and Bussard. Jonte Williams checks into the game. Checking out is Drew Aguilera. Ball is inbounded to Gasing. Ben with a basketball. Ben gets around the defensive player. Picks up his dribble. Hands it back now. This is Jansma out front. Picks up his dribble. Man-to-man defense applied by Nebraska Christian. Jansma intended for Gasing. It's taken back. Right side pass. Haynes in the lane. Short shot is good. DJ Haynes with another two. He's got 14. And the defender lead is 48-40 with 1:13 and counting. Brunsting, Jansma. Jansma, right wing. Jesse gives to Franken. Franken shot, no good, but a foul on the play. And Garrett will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is charged to Rivera. That's number two on him. So Garrett Franken will shoot two free throws. Franken with 7 points. First free throw by Franken off the mark. He's got another one coming. Checking into the game, TJ Rivera for Nebraska Christian. A second free throw on the way for Garrett Franken, and that one is good. So Garrett Franken makes one of two. He's 2 for 4 for the game. And the Dort College lead is 49-40. Defenders up by 9. Bringing the basketball up is TJ Rivera. Rivera, left side, Jones. Under a minute to go in the half. Nebraska Christian, they give it underneath to Makajula. And his left-handed hook is good. He's got 8. Now a steal. And a lay-in. And Nebraska Christian, a foul on the play called against the defenders in Jansma. Jesse has just picked up his second. And the lead that was 9 just moments ago has been cut to 5 pending a free throw. Defenders a little loose with the basketball. Nebraska Christian, DJ Haynes, free throw is good. So DJ Haynes with another 2 plus the free throw. He's got 17. 49-45, defenders by 4. Ben Gasing will bring it up for Dort. Gasing looking for a ball screen, gets around the defense. Brunsting, 3, short, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Nebraska Christian. Couple behind the back dribbles. Layup is good for Jonte Williams. Jonte Williams makes it 49-47 with under 20 seconds to go in the half. Pass goes back over to Brunsting. Brunsting's pass deflected, picked up by Gasing. Gasing, 6 seconds, Into the corner, Jansma, three-pointer, good. Jesse Jansma knocks down a three to slow some of the momentum, but the Dort College lead that was 14 has been cut to five here at halftime, and moments ago it was two. Dort College, not that long ago, they were up 48-34. Nebraska Christian, though, on a 13-1 run, cuts it to 49-47, and we go to the locker room, 52-47, Dort College by five. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with our Where Are They Now segment. Christian Zylster will be checking in right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5.
Good afternoon. I'm Christian Zylstra, and you're listening to Where Are They Now on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holy Grinnell, Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. We're throwing it back on Where Are They Now today to the program's very first segment of 2017. It's Dort College football's first ever head coach, John Huebner.
How did you come about becoming the head football coach at Dort? Like, what was the process of events that led to you taking that position for five seasons and four of those as a varsity head coach?
When I was at Missouri State, I had a good friend of mine, a guy who's still my friend and who's still in Springfield, Missouri, named Chad Gehring. He was coaching at Evangel, and I was at Missouri State. And, as you're a young coach, you always talk about being a head coach. And, you know, he was at a Christian school, and he'd heard that, you know, Dort was hiring and starting a program. And, you know, he kind of told me about it. And I thought, well, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, it sounds like it may be a good fit and something I would like to do. And then I kind of figured out where it was and way up in Northwest Iowa. And I'll be honest with you, I was like, no, I don't think that's going to work. You know, I probably need to get farther south and farther north. But you know, I was really fortunate. I was just at a time. You know, our head coach at Missouri State had just gotten fired, and I was in the process of, you know, looking for a job, and it was interesting because I just happened to have, you know, some time where I was getting paid out my contract, and just had time to sit down and really think through what I would do if I had an opportunity to start a football program. So, you know, once Chad told me that and I saw it was in Northwest Iowa, I kind of hesitated, but, you know, I kind of kept coming back to it. And, you know, ultimately, as I began to kind of find out more about the school and more about the perspective and those things, it just seemed like a place that I would like to be. And then it was funny, you know, I said I'd never heard of Dort College, but my pastor in Springfield, you know, where I was going to church, I was going to interview at Dort, and he said, well, where are you going to interview? I said, oh, this tiny little school up in Iowa, you wouldn't know anything about it. And he was like, well, tell me the name of the school. And I was like, Dort College. And he said, well, I graduated from there. So my pastor in Springfield, you know, actually attended Dort College. So that connection kind of came after I'd already had the interview. But, you know, again, things just kind of pieced together. It was a really unique time for me in football. You know, jobs change fast and things move quick. And I really had a chance to be patient with this. And so, you know, really without that opportunity to have some patience, it probably never would happen.
You ended up taking the job, coached five seasons at Dort, four of those as a competitive varsity program, and kind of taking into account some of what you just said, what you wanted to accomplish. How do you feel you did?
You know, and this is the thing that just makes it so hard, is as much as you know in your mind it's more than about winning, and as much as you know in your mind that particular phase of the football program, you know, it just realistically there probably weren't going to be a lot of wins. Not winning still makes it tough, you know, and not because winning's everything, but because the dynamic of a team having confidence and energy and enthusiasm and all those things, you know, over time, that's tied to some success on the field. You know, I was 29 years old whenever I took that job, and I'm 41 now. You know, having a little more wisdom as I look back, I'm very proud of what we accomplished. I mean, I think the reality is I was placed there at a time, you know, to build the foundation. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, 20 years from now when the whole building's up, you know, nobody's going to be able to see the foundation and nobody's going to know what it took to put the foundation down. But, you know, you couldn't have the rest of the building without it. So I really think we really accomplished the main goal that probably Dr. Zylstra and Rick Vanderberg and, you know, everybody had. You know, we just kind of created a foundation that allowed the community to say, hey, we can have football here and this can work. Yeah, I mean, we brought great kids on campus. I think, you know, when I was hired, Dort College enrollment numbers were down and those kind of things. And by the time I left, I think we had the highest enrollment. Close to the highest enrollment in school history, and that has just continued. And, of course, that's not just because of football, but, you know, I think that's an important piece of it.
In 2014, you joined Southeastern Oklahoma State University as a quarterback's coach and a wide receiver's coach, and then it was a year later that you also took on the role of kind of a recruiting coordinator. What about the university? What about the Savage Storm kind of drew you to the school and to the program, and how have you enjoyed your time there as both a coach and a professor?
Well, where I went to school at East Central, Southeastern was our big rivalry. We have the longest-running Division II football rivalry between East Central and Southeastern. So, obviously, as a player and, you know, as a coach at East Central, I competed against Southeastern, and I competed against our head coach, Bo Atterbury, who was coaching at Southeastern. So, I knew Coach Atterbury. I didn't think I had any intention on moving again or getting back into college. I knew it was going to take somebody I could really believe in and I could go work for that I really liked and admired. And so he gave me a call kind of out of the blue and asked if I'd have any interest in coming down. And I thought, you know, this is one of those guys that might make me, consider getting back into the college game. And I'm obviously, I'm familiar with the community of Durant where Southeastern's located. And so I felt comfortable at least looking into it. And, you know, I love Coach Atterbury, came down. You know, things went really, really well in the interview. And my wife's mom lives about 45 minutes from here. So, you know, again, it was just kind of one of those things that, you know, the dominoes fell into place and it seemed to make sense. But, you know, our time here has been great. I mean, our first year here, they'd had four or five losing seasons in a row. Our first year we came back and, you know, we went to a bowl game. And then, you know, we've had a winning season every year. We're the winningest program in the state of Oklahoma in Division II since we came back. You know, because of Coach Atterbury's leadership, we've been able to turn this program around, and it's really been a great experience, and, you know, it's been a lot of fun winning, and, you know, just getting to be around a group of coaches and players that, you know, are like-minded and love football and life.
Do you ever pay attention to how Dort football's doing now? And if so, I mean, I don't know, do you feel proud in any way, or does it warm your heart at all knowing you kind of played a role in helping get that program off the ground and get that thing running?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, two of my three kids were born there in Iowa. And, you know, my oldest son, he was born in Oklahoma, but he grew up in Iowa. And so, you know, every Saturday, my kids have, you know, have the Dort College game online if it's available and I'm not playing. So it's still very important in our house. And, you know, I mean, we sit around and, you know, we put it on the TV if it's online. So, yeah, we're still pretty fully invested into what's going on up there. And, yeah, we are proud. I mean, like last year, we were so fired up for Coach Penner and seeing the program move forward. You know, that's a huge part of our life. And, yeah, we keep up with it. And I knew Coach Penner from his time at Northwestern, and he and I have stayed in touch, you know, even when he was at Malone and those kind of things. So, you know, he and I have been close, really, you know, even prior to him being at Dort College. So I know that he is just the perfect guy, you know, to take this thing to the next level. And I'm really, really excited for him and just love seeing what he's doing. And, yeah, we're certainly still very invested in you know, we still feel the sting when there's a loss, and we still get really excited when there's a win.
That sounds like a football coach right there. All right, well, that's all I have for you, Coach Huebner. Thank you again very much for your time. I know Dort's really grateful for all the great work you did here and getting this football program off the ground, and good luck this season.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, and I would be, you know, I've got to mention a few people here. You know, I'm so thankful and blessed to, you know, getting to work with Rick Vanderberg and Glenn Bauma. And, you know, there were so many wonderful people there that, you know, I mean, just really, you know, for our family to get to come up to Sioux Center and be around those kind of people and see how, you know, the world can work when it's working really well has been such a blessing. So, you know, our time there influenced us so much, and we miss it so much. And, you know, please, if you're out there listening, thank you to everybody who supported us when we were there.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach Huebner. Good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Once again, a big thank you to the first football coach in Dort College history, John Huebner. We appreciate his willingness to join us on the program, and we hope you, the listeners, enjoyed having him aboard as well. That's going to do it for this edition of Where the Now on KDCR, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall Lake Grinnell, mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and we'll be back with more Dort College Hoops action on KDCR right after this.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College Defender men, leading 52-47 at halftime with Nebraska Christian. The defenders, 17 of 31 from the floor, 55%, 5 of 10 on threes, 50%, 13 for 19 on free throws, 68%. Nebraska Christian, 20 of 36 from the floor, 56%, 4 for 10 on threes, 40%, 3 for 3 on free throws, 100%. Dort College with a 17-15 rebounding advantage. Dort with 9 turnovers. Nebraska Christian with 7. Dort College led in scoring by Chandler Brunstings, 11 points off of the bench. Zach Bussard with 9. 9 for Chad Barkema, 8 for Garrett Frank, and 6 for Ben Gasing, 4 for Alec Henriksen, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 2 for Josh Van Langen for their total of 52. For Nebraska Christian, 17 for DJ Haynes, 8 of 15 from the floor, 10 for Jordan Makanjula. He's 5 of 7 from the floor, 8 for Drew Aguilera, 6 for TJ Rivera, and 2 each for Chris Pendley, Matt Lilliquist, and Jonte Williams. Dort College led by 14 late in the first half. Nebraska Christian, though, overcoming that 48-34 deficit as they came charging all the way back to within 2 at 49-47 with a 13-1 run. A three-pointer by Jesse Jansma gave Dort College the five-point lead, and that's where we're at right now. Some other halftime scores from the conference or near halftime. Morningside over Northwestern, 41-30. Jamestown over Concordia, 48-28. Dakota Wesleyan leads Hastings, 36-31. Briar Cliff over Doan, 31-25. Midland over Mount Marty, 57-40. And I still have not gotten a report on that Midland-Mount Marty game in women's play. It was 36-30 at halftime. Midland, I saw a score during the second half where it was nip and tuck and too close to call for either team. And obviously with both of those teams right next to each other in the women's standings, would expect nothing less. But can't quite fill in the scoreboard yet as Mount Marty and Midland, no score to report on that women's basketball game. Nebraska Christian with the basketball to start the second half of play. Nebraska Christian, three-pointer up and down for Matt Lilliquist. Lilliquist with 5 points, and the defender lead is 52-50. Ben Gasing getting downhill. Ben Gasing lays it up with the right hand. He's got 8. Defender's lead, 54-50. 54-50. Nebraska Christian with a basketball. TJ Rivera goes left side. Haynes. Drives in, lays it up with the right hand from the left side. It's 54-52. Haynes with 19. Pick and roll. They get it from Van Langen to Barkema. Barkema, basket good. He's got 11. 56-52. Defenders by 4. Got to start getting some defensive stops if you're Dort. Nebraska Christian has shot 67% from the floor, and that's too healthy. With the basketball, Van Langen. Van Langen left side, Gasing. Gasing feeds it down low, Franken. Franken reverse pivots outside 15 feet from the hoop. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken gets going downhill. Baseline jumper good. Garrett Franken gets Dort College up by 6, 58-52. Let's see if Dort College can get another defensive stop. Nebraska Christian basketball with it out front. Devin Jones. Jones to Lilliquist. Lilliquist gives it to Rivera. Rivera comes back left side over to Penley. Penley with the basketball. Haynes. DJ Haynes right side. Rivera. Ball fake. Gets Henriksen up in the air. Lilliquist another 3. Missed that one. No good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Ahead intended for Gasing, and it's off of Gasing's fingertips and out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Christian basketball. Well, Matt Lilliquist, is he a three-point shooter or not? Judging by the season stats, 5 of 22 this season. He's 1 for 3 today, according to my memory at least. So we'll see if he keeps hoisting them up or if he takes that one make and says that's enough for the day. He travels with it. Matt Lilliquist throws it back to the top of the key to DJ Haynes and gets whistled for the travel. It's Dort College basketball. So the defenders for the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Ben Gasing will bring it up against Devin Jones. Gasing gets a ball screen. They give it back to Van Langen. Kick out Franken. Franken open look at a 3. No good. Rebound tipped out. Kept alive by Van Langen. Van Langen left wing. Throws it over the top for Barkema. And they're going to call Van Langen for a travel violation. I'm not so sure about that one, but there's not much dispute put up by the Dort College coaching staff, so I will trust their judgment on that. Didn't know that Van Lingen actually took a step. Looked awkward. Sometimes that's all it takes. Devin Jones passes to Aguilera. Pardon me, Rivera. Rivera puts up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, Nebraska Christian. Chris Penley got the offensive rebound, the putback opportunity, and he is fouled on the play. So the foul gives the Penley a couple of free throws. Chris Penley, a 36% free throw shooter, 5 for 14 so far this season. Free throw by Penley, no good. I always say by the time you get to this time of the year, the numbers don't lie. You might hit a three if you're not normally a good three-point shooter, but you'll probably miss and you'll get back to your season average. And that time, Pendley, a 36% free throw shooter, misses both off the heel. Neither one looked good out of the hand. Rebound, Dort College. Franken, Barkema, layup good. And you've just got to think Dort College has the advantage down low, as there are several players in foul trouble for Nebraska Christian. Nebraska Christian with the basketball. This is a Jones. Jones, right side, Haynes. Haynes, off balance, two, good. DJ Haynes, 21 points. Defenders haven't been able to slow him up, but Makajula and Aguilera are the only other players with substantial points. 60-54 after the two-point basket. Nebraska Christian calls for a timeout. They've got three remaining. Defenders by six. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Charged in Nebraska Christian. 16:29 left in regulation. Dort College leading by six. Left side pass, it goes to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma double teamed. Gets it out to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Back to Jesse. Jesse in between the circles. He'll drive right side. Cut off by Haynes. Drops it off for Barkema. Eight to shoot for Barkema. Barkema fading away on the baseline. No good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Bounce pass to Busser. The assist to Brunsting. The bucket to Buss. He's got 11. Dort College leads 62-54. TJ Rivera passes it right side to Haynes. Haynes, left-handed layup from the right side. No good. But the ball and but a foul on the play called on Chad Barkema. That's foul number one on him. The foul came before the shot attempt. So Haynes will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Look for him to get the ball back. Barkema won't let him. Awkward looking shot by Chris Pendley, and Pendley adds insult to injury after missing the shot. Gets called for his third personal foul on the rebound. Pendley will check out of the ballgame. Checking in, Isaiah Collins. Collins saw substantial time in the first half. Dort basketball, bringing it up is Brunsting. Brunsting. Pass. Lazy pass taken away by Haynes. Haynes, Euro step, right-handed layup. Good, he's got 23. Dort misses an opportunity to go up 10. Now it's a six-point game again, 62-56. Brunsting on the left-hand side. Passes to Barkema. Haynes again gambles for the steal. They kick it into the corner. Dort College misses the three. That was Jansma. Now Bussard intended for Barkema. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Sentinel basketball. Sentinels with a basketball. Bringing it up is Rivera. He takes it across the center jump circle. Rivera, left side, Jones. Jones to Isaiah Collier. Now Haynes back to Collier. Collier guarded by Jansma. Ball deflected, taken away by Barkema to Henriksen. Tries to give it back to Barkema, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. And they're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball. It will be Dort basketball. 62-56, defenders by six. Nebraska Christian. New players checking in. Jonte Williams checks in. Also in is Drew Aguilera. Brunsting on the right wing. Brunsting double teamed. His pass deflected out. Picked up by, well, unable to get to it is DJ Haynes. And Haynes deflects it out of bounds. Garrett Franken will throw it into my right, in between myself and the Dort College bench. And a reach-in foul called against Jonte Williams. That's foul number one on him. And Garrett will inbound again to my right. Franken looking to throw in. Gets it into Bussard as he comes up from the block. Gets open. Comes back. Franken. Bus. Short corner. Right side. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse gets it inside. Bus. Going to work. Layup good. Zach Bussard with 13. 64-56. Dort College back up 8. DJ Haynes guarded by Brunsting. 17-footer. Good. DJ Haynes with another two off the pull-up. Dort College leads 64-58. Jesse Jansma with the basketball. Brunsting. Dort College, they get it to Franken. Franken. Bussard in the lane. His shot no good. Lilliquist comes away with a rebound. Here comes Nebraska Christian. Stolen by Brunsting. Brunsting, two players around him. Steps through, gives it to Franken. Shovels it off to Bussard. Bussard, layup, good. Zach Bussard with 15. And the defenders lead 66-58. Credit Franken with attacking. Drew Lilliquist just a half step. And that was enough room for Bussard to receive the pass and knock it down. Collier back over to Haynes. Haynes in and out, no good. Rebound Buss. Zach Bussard gets it ahead. Gasing. Gasing. Jansma. Jansma. The trailer. Gasing. Brunsting. Top of the key. Buss. Back to Jesse. Three. Short. No good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Collier. Collier with the basketball. Collier back over to Haynes. Dort misses an opportunity to go up double figures. Coming back the other way, Nebraska Christian setting their offense. Right side, Lilliquist. Lilliquist on the wing. Back to Collier. Collier gives it up and driving in with a right-handed layup from the left baseline. That is DJ Haynes with another two. He's got 27. He's carrying this team by himself right now. 66-60. Defenders by six. Right side. This is now Jansma. Jansma to Franken. Franken, two-point basket. Good. Garrett Franken with 12. Defenders lead 68-60. Dort calls a timeout. Timeout defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Floater by the Sentinels, and the Dort College lead is 68-62. They give it up. Barkema. Barkema's pass thrown away. I believe that was Jonte Williams with a two-point bucket. He's got four against the Dort College zone that time. Dort came out of the timeout, zone defense. Franken, jump hook, no good. Rebound to Lilliquist. Lilliquist with the basketball. Gets it back over to Williams. Williams, Haynes. Haynes, three, good. DJ Haynes with another three. He's got 30. And the defender lead is 68-65. Defenders have had a couple opportunities to go up double figures. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink, his pass deflected and tipped out of bounds by Collier. It'll be Dort basketball. 68-65, defenders by three. Throwing the ball in is Barkema. He gets it inbounded to Vinlangen. Vinlangen, Franken. Franken, three, no good, short. Rebound taken away by Haynes. Haynes with the basketball. Haynes splitting the defense. Lays it up with the right hand, and it's back to 68-67, a one-point ball game. DJ Haynes, another two. He's got 32 today. Back the other way, Alec Henriksen, layup with the left hand, good. Alec Henriksen with the lay-in. He's fouled. That foul is charged to Drew Aguilera. Aguilera whistled for the personal. Dort leading 70-67, and Henriksen misses the free throw. So Alec makes the lay-in but misses the three-point play opportunity, and back we go the other way. A three-point basket in transition for Aguilera, and we are tied 70-70, and a steal by Nebraska Christian. DJ Haynes with another two on the steal and lay-in. And Nebraska Christian leads 72-70 with 10:43 remaining in this game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders forced to use a timeout. This is the first time Nebraska Christian has led since it was 29-26 near the midpoint of the first half. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. So the defenders trailing 72-70 with 10:43 remaining in regulation. Nebraska Christian has overcome multiple eight-point deficits, and they right now are in the middle of a 12-2 run dating back to when they trailed 68-60, and that was not that long ago. So Dort with a basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Trailing 72-70 are the defenders. And they throw the ball in. Ben Gasink will bring it up. Gasink with it on the right side. Ben picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen, three. Good. Alec Henriksen with a three out of the timeout. Defenders lead 73-72. 10-20 and counting. So the defenders regain the lead. DJ Haynes answering his three, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Aguilera. Aguilera gives it back to Williams. Jonte Williams with it against Gasink. Pass left side, Collier. Collier gives it up. Cross-court pass, Aguilera. Aguilera leaves it short. Rebound taken down by Dort College and Van Langen. Here's Henriksen, the trailer, Franken. Back to Alec. Alec drives in with a left hand. Shot short, no good, but a foul on the play. A late whistle, and the defenders will now shoot free throws. That foul charge to Matt Lilliquist is his fourth. So Lilliquist whistled for the personal. Alec Henriksen shooting free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. First one is up and good. Alec entered today 42 of 46 from the free throw line. He's missed a couple, though, so he dips below the 90% mark. He's at 88 currently, 2 for 4 today. Another free throw trying to extend the lead to 3. This one's off the heel, no good. Rebound, Van Langen. Van Langen, basket good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Josh Van Langen with the offensive rebound, the putback, and he draws a foul in the process. And now he goes to the free throw line with an opportunity to complete the three-point play. Free throw on the way for Josh is up. It rolls in. Josh Van Langen with 5, and the defenders lead 76-72. 77-72, beg your pardon. Forgot to factor in that initial free throw made by Henriksen. We're past the midpoint of this half. Haynes driving in, and Haynes somehow snakes his way in for another two. Kick out pass, Henriksen. Henriksen driving in. He lost it. It's taken back by Nebraska Christian. Haynes, another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound deflected. It's picked up by Van Langen. Outlet, Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema. And Barkema has it stripped on the way up. No free throws. No foul. It'll be Dort basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 9:05 remaining. So 9:05 left to play in regulation. The defenders leading by three. And Chad Barkema is fouled on the post play. Jordan Makajula called for the personal foul, and that is number five on him. He will foul out with 10 points. So the foul called against the post player, the backup post player coming off of the bench. Lilliquist will check into the game. And free throws on the way for Barkema. So Barkema will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw up and good for Chad. Chad with 14. Another one on the way. Second free throw on the way for the junior from Sioux Falls, and we have a lane violation on the defenders and Jesse Jansma. So wave off Barkema's second make, and it's 78-74, defenders by four. Inbound, taken away by Barkema. Barkema shot no good. There for the rebound, Barkema. Barkema put back good. So Barkema with a steal, two shot attempts, and an offensive rebound in that sequence. And the defenders lead 80-74. Steal by Jansma. They feed it down low. Barkema back outside Jesse. Jesse drives in. Tries to dump it off for Barkema. One pass too many. Here comes Nebraska Christian. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Bussard. Bussard gets it away. Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting comes right side. Jansma. Jansma, Brunsting. Top of the key. Left side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen gives it up. Barkema underneath Buss, and Buss is held on the play. Foul called against Nebraska Christian, and Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Buss, trying to extend the lead. 80-74. So 1-1 on the way for Bussard. Dort was up 12 at one point here in the second half. Missed the free throw. So Dort College on defense, 8:03 remaining in regulation. Defenders up 80-74. This has been hard work today. Pass into the left corner, Haynes. Haynes, three, good. D.J. Haynes, another three. He's got 39. Dort College leads 80-77. D.J. Haynes, tremendous shooter, able to create his own shot. Driving in, Jansma. Jansma, shot from 10, no good. Rebound deflected out. Barkema, Barkema, underneath Bussard. Bussard, lay-in, good. Zach Bussard with 17. Dort leads 82-77. 82-77. Pass to the free throw line, Jones. Jones flips it back outside, Rivera. Rivera to Jones. Jones, Haynes. Haynes, three, no good. Rebound, Jansma, and Jansma's hacked on the arm by Devin Jones, and he can't believe it. Dort will shoot free throws on the other end, 82-77. 39 points for Haynes, and we've still got 7 minutes left to go. Now Haynes comes in averaging 28 points per ball game. 1-1 for Jansma. That one's good. Jansma with 4 by my count. Another one on the way for Jesse Jansma. Second free throw is up and good. So Jansma makes both free throws. Defenders are back up by 7 now, 84-77. So Dort with on the defense. This pressuring defense has given Nebraska Christian some trouble. Gasing with the steal. Back to Bussard. Right side Franken. Dort can extend the lead. Pass left side Barkema. Barkema with it in the deep left corner, and we've got a foul on the play called on Garrett Franken with the post defense. So Franken called for the personal foul. They say he got a little too ambitious with that post position. Actually got, I said post defense, but he was establishing position. He gets called for the foul. Left side pass. Comes back right side. New player, this is Jeff Butler. And the floater from the right side by Devin Jones is good. It's 84-79. Back the other way. Driving in is Franken, and Franken has it blocked out of bounds by Chris Pendley. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Shot inside, and the defenders get a 2 from Garrett Franken. Franken now with 14. And the defender lead is 86-79. DJ Haynes, to my recollection, has not left the floor today either. And a travel violation called on Pendley. Now you're wondering, is this a season high for DJ Haynes? The short answer, nope. 47 against Dallas Christian, 44 against Hope International, 41 against Mount Marty and Ozark Christian. So going above 40 is not a rarity for him, and he's going to do it right here. Cross court pass is taken away, and Haynes throws it down. My goodness. DJ Haynes with the steal, the dunk, and now a foul call against the defenders. That foul charge to Chad Barkema. Barkema went up to try and block it, and DJ Haynes drops the hammer. He's got 41, and he'll go to the free throw line here. So DJ Haynes with the dunk and shooting a free throw with the defenders up by 5, 86-81, when we resume play in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment.
Yes.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The defenders up 86-81. DJ Haynes going for point number 42 today. He'll size it up. Free throw on the way for Haynes is up and good. DJ Haynes, three-point play. Defenders up 86-82. Brunsting will take it across the half-court stripe. Guarded there by Haynes. 5.5 left to go in the game. Left side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting gives it up to Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Brunsting. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Chandler comes back right side. Franken. Franken tries to pass it off, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Nebraska Christian basketball. Well, Haynes, 47 points is his season high. Scored 45 a couple of games ago against Ecclesia. 86-82. Haynes guarded by Gasing. They'll try, well, now a zone defense applied by the defenders. Out front with the basketball is Lilquist. Lilquist down to the baseline. Butler. Butler to Haynes. Haynes, another three. He's cooking. Just cooking right now. 86-85. Dort up by one. Driving in. Left hand. Ben Gasink. Gasink with a two. Ben Gasink answering with a two-point bucket. He's got 10. The defenders lead 88-85. 88-85. Haynes a three for the tie. It's good. DJ Haynes, another three. He's got 48. Out front with the basketball. Franken goes over to Gasink. Gasink, right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Bussard. Bussard underneath, puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. And just like that, DJ Haynes with 48 points. I know I've never seen a player break 50 in person. Well, I take that back. One time back here in the DeWitt, I was a senior in high school, and Greg Van Zolen went for 55, I believe. That's the school record. But this has been a show by Haynes. 88-88. Bussard misses the first free throw. Misses the second. Dort's in a dogfight. No doubt about it. With it on the right-hand side is Haynes. 4 minutes remaining. Haynes downhill. He's going to pull up, shoot a three, missed it. Rebound taken down by Barkema. Steal by Haynes, though. Comes back to Lilliquist. Back to Haynes. Haynes driving in, left hand, right side, good. DJ Haynes, another two. He's got 50. Dort leading, trailing 90-88. Left side pass, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, Barkema. Barkema, Franken. Franken on the right side. Gives to Barkema. Barkema back to Garrett, and Garrett is fouled on the play. 90-88. And Garrett Franken will shoot two. First free throw by Garrett Frank, and it's up and good. Yeah, the last time anyone's done this in the DeWitt, it's been a while. Second free throw, no good. Dort College down one. Barkema gets the offensive rebound. Gasink with the shot, no good. Ben comes away with it. Tight rope walk along the baseline. Gets it to Barkema. Barkema tries to throw it down, and we've got a foul on the play. Called against Nebraska Christian. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. That foul is called on Lilliquist. That's his fifth. Honestly, it doesn't matter right now. Throw four people out on the floor with DJ Haynes, and he'll carry them. 50 points for Haynes. And the Dort defenders with their opportunity to retake the lead. Yeah, you've got to go back to, well, I wasn't even a senior in high school. It was Greg's junior year here. Scored 55 against Marycrest on February 21st, 1987. And I don't think anyone's gone for 50 in the DeWitt since. He scored 55 that day. DJ Haynes today with 50. Barkema makes the free throw. He's got another one on the way trying to unlock the tie, and does. So Barkema with a two-point free throws, and the defenders lead 91-90. Steal by the defenders. Turnover by the defenders. Here comes Haynes. Haynes, left hand, flips it up. Good. Haynes with 52. Gasink up the floor. Gasink gives it to the trailer. Van Lingen. Van Lingen, layup, good. Van Lingen with seven. Dort College leads 93-92. 2:54 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88-5. The Dort defenders with a one-point lead on Nebraska Christian as we continue to battle in this one. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88-5. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Dort with two timeouts remaining. Nebraska Christian with three. Dort is in the double bonus. Nebraska Christian is not. Dort has committed four fouls so far here in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. DJ Haynes, a 6'1 senior from Falcon, Colorado. Dort on defense. They forced some turnovers, but they haven't taken advantage so far. Here comes Nebraska Christian with the basketball, breaking the press. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebound tip, no good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Christian, and a reach-in foul called on Alec Henriksen. Getting the offensive rebound was Devin Jones, but Jones is held on the play by Henriksen. That is number three on Henriksen. Nebraska Christian inbounding the basketball down on the baseline. Chris Pendley, shot no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema to Gasink, and Gasink turns up the floor, and Collier knocks it away. It ends up off of Collier, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Barkema to throw it in. They get it into Gasink. Gasink across the timeline. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink goes left side. Van Langen. Van Langen spins it back to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it up, and it's blocked by Pendley. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Christian. Nebraska Christian with the basketball. Haynes. Haynes with it. Haynes splits the defense. Comes back, right side, traveled a couple of times, kicks it out, right side with it, shot is up and good. That is a two-pointer by Drew Aguilera. He's got 13, and the defenders trail 94-93, 1:57 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. 94-93. Defenders down. DJ Haynes that time passed up a couple of shots and instead went to Drew Aguilera, and Aguilera with 13 as he got one to kiss off of the glass. Dort trailing by one. 1:57 remaining. 1:57 remaining. Barkema gets the ball inbounded to Ben Gasink. And Gasink will bring the ball up the floor. Ben with it across the timeline. 1:50 and counting. Left side pass, it goes Henriksen. Henriksen gets a ball screen. Henriksen back out front. Gasink. Gasink tries an entry pass. It's deflected. Taken back. Franken layup good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 95-94. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Dort has one foul to give. 1:25 and counting. Left side pass, Haynes, and Haynes runs into a roadblock, but a foul on the play called on Zach Bussard. Zach Bussard whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Team foul number six against the defenders. They no longer have a foul to give. Ball's inbounded. Down to the baseline. It's saved in by Bussard. Bussard tries to get it in, but they call him for being out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Christian basketball. 1:19 remaining, 17 seconds on the shot clock. Nebraska Christian throwing in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball comes out to DJ Haynes. He's guarded by Henriksen. They'll run a ball screen for Haynes. Haynes lost it, picks it up. Contested three, no. Rebound down on the floor, picked up by Barkema. Comes back over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, back to Franken. Franken driving in, and Franken is fouled on the play. Garrett will go to the free throw line to try and extend the lead for the defenders at 95-94. 95-94. Two free throws on the way for Franken. First free throw by Garrett. Thought it was going to pop out. Instead, it drops through. Another free throw on the way for Frank and can make it a three-point ball game. This is big here, and he makes it. Franken now with 11 second-half points, 19 for the ball game. Dort College leads 97-94. Here comes Nebraska Christian across half court. Devin Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones comes back over to Aguilera. And a blocking foul called on Alec Henriksen. So 1-1 on the way for Nebraska Christian. Alec whistled for his fourth. And a 1-1 coming for Devin Jones. There is still a lot of meat on the bone in this one. 46.8 seconds remaining. And DJ Haynes will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. I did not think he was the player who got fouled. Nobody is voicing any argument, though. Haynes, first free throw, good. He's an 86% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way, 97-95. 53 for Haynes. Second free throw on the way for Haynes is up. No good. 97-95, defenders by two. 43 seconds left in the game. 23 on the shot clock. Gaysink with the basketball. Ben still with the dribble. Running out the clock, drives in. Dumps it off for Franken. Franken shot no good, but a foul, a late whistle. And Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two. Can extend it to a four-point ball game. That foul was called on Collier, I believe. That's his third, so Garrett shooting two. First one straight through to the bottom of the well. Another one on the way for Garrett Franken. 98-95. Brunsting checks in. Bussard checks out. A second free throw coming for Franken, trying to make it a two-possession ball game. It's up and good. So Franken makes them both. Dort College up 99-95. 53 points, a drive, and a layup by DJ Haynes. He's got 55, and the defenders can't stop him. Two-point ball game, 20.7 seconds remaining. 99-97. Today's broadcast, Dort College leading by two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Just tuning in, 55 points, DJ Haynes. That is not a misquote. Haynes, 24 for 38 from the floor. 4 of 13 on threes, so inside the arc, he is 20 of 25. He's 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 38 shots. That's 38 of his team's 72 shots Haynes has taken, 38. Dort College inbounding, Barkema to throw it, gets it into Jansma in the backcourt. Jansma in the backcourt, and he is fouled. And Jesse will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to put Dort up two. 17.3 seconds remaining, and there still is time left. That is foul number five, by the way, on number 30, Chris Pendley. Pendley disqualified on fouls with 2 points. For the defenders, a little more balance. Garrett Franken with 21. 18 for Chad Barkema. 10 each for Henriksen and Gaysink. For Nebraska Christian, DJ Haynes with 55. First free throw by Jansma is no good. And another one on the way. Haynes with 35 in the second half. He scored all but 12 of his team's points here in the second half. Second free throw by Jansma is good. It's a three-point ball game, 100-97. 14 seconds remaining. Defenders want to commit a foul. They don't. Haynes, three, good. DJ Haynes ties it 100-100 with 5.7 seconds remaining. DJ Haynes with 58. He has now taken 39 shots, and the defenders will need to go the length of the court with 5.2 seconds remaining, and the defenders will have it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. 100-100. Dort and Nebraska Christian, easily the most competitive game in this series. Last time these two teams played, 119-29 your final. Barkema will inbound the basketball with 5.7 seconds remaining. Barkema throws it in, gets it into Franken, 4 seconds. Gaysink lets fly with a three at the buzzer, no good, and we're headed to extra time. 100-100 at the end of regulation. Dort and Nebraska Christian. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Dort College did not get what they wanted out of that sequence and had to settle for a desperation heave from midcourt. We head to overtime right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Most of the games across the conference have gone final. All but one, Briarcliff and Doan, no report on that one yet. We'll see if that one's gone final. It appears it has. Double check. Nope, they've still got a little work to do in that one as well. Dort controls the opening tip, and we head to overtime. 100-100. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema puts it up uncontested. Layup good. Chad Barkema with another two. Barkema now with 20. Right side. Shot. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked up by Barkema. Barkema with a steal. Barkema finger roll. No good. Tap in by Franken. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. So Franken now with 23. And the defenders open up a 104-100 lead. Out front with the basketball is Haynes. Haynes driving in, lost it. Taken away by Barkema. Chad ahead to Gaysink. Gaysink, finger roll, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Ben Gaysink trailing the play, gets the shot to go, and Benny Boy will go to the free throw line to try and give Dort College a 7-point lead. It's 106-100 pending the free throw. Dort leading in overtime, 106-100. Ben Gaysink free throw, left it short, no good. 106-100. The story of this one, though, DJ Haynes, 58 points for the senior from Nebraska Christian. Pass left side, Rivera. Rivera pulls the trigger on a three, no good. Rebound taken away by Gaysink. Gaysink ahead to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it up. It is blocked by Aguilera. Comes back Jones. Left side pass. Three. Rattles. No good. Rebound controlled by the defenders, and Gaysink gets it ahead to Franken. 3:35 remaining in overtime. Two teams, racehorse basketball. 106-100. Gaysink guarded by Rivera. Gaysink gets a ball screen. Ben will drive in, lays it up, missed it, no good. But stepping on the end line out of bounds is Devin Jones. Timeout situation. Dort has three. Nebraska Christian has one. Dort's in the double bonus. Nebraska Christian is in the 1-1 bonus. Gaysink inbounding. Gaysink gets it in Franken. And an illegal, a Foul called on the inbounds play. Zach Bussard whistled for the personal, his first. So 106 to 100, defenders leading by six. They've scored the first 6 points of the extra session. TJ Rivera up the floor, pass left side, Devin Jones. Jones gives it up to DJ Haynes. Haynes, 60. Another two for DJ Haynes. Giesink with the basketball out front. Defenders leading 106 to 102. They go high post. Bussard, left side, Barkema. Barkema looking for Franken. Instead, picks up his dribble. Franken pops out to the corner. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back to Franken. Franken with the basketball, and we have a foul on the play called on Nebraska Christian before the shot. That foul charged to Nebraska Christian, and they called it on the wrong player. I believe it's number two who should be charged with the foul. And they gave the shooter's number rather than the foul. And that goes on TJ Rivera indeed, and that is foul number two on Rivera. First free throw by Garrett, up and good. Garrett Franken with 24 today from the free throw line. This will be his 12th free throw. And he can extend the lead to six. And he makes that one as well. Franken with 25. Defenders lead 108 to 102. Haynes with the basketball on the left side. Goes to Collier. Collier looking. Gets it away, Haynes. Haynes, step back, tough shot, three is good. DJ Haynes with 63 points. 2:17 remaining, 108 to 105. He's now got over 40 shot attempts this afternoon, now this evening. Garrett Franken snakes his way in, he's got 27, 110 to 102. Here comes Nebraska Christian and DJ Haynes. DJ Haynes on the right elbow, picks up his dribble, comes back to Collier. Collier three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken outlet to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen with it. Alec picks up his dribble, goes left side. Henriksen puts it on the deck, and he is fouled on the play. The foul is going to go on Devin Jones. That is his second, beg your pardon, his third. Well, I have been calling games for 26 years. If I go another 26, I might not see another player break 60. 63 for DJ Haynes. First free throw is up and down for Alec Henriksen. You paid your price of admission today. You got entertained, if nothing else. 111 to 105. Henriksen makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. Henriksen makes the first, makes the second, and the defenders call for a timeout. Alec Henriksen with 12, and the defenders lead 112 to 105. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball, 1:33 left in the overtime. Defenders up seven. Back with more in a moment. 112 to 105. Dort leading Nebraska Christian Basketball. 63 points, though, for DJ Haynes. Dort countering with 27 by Garrett Franken and 20 by Chad Barkema. At the top of the key with the basketball, Devin Jones. They give it to DJ Haynes. Off balance three, no good. Outletted to Jesse Jansma. Jansma across the timeline. Back over to Alec. Henriksen gives it up. Brunsting. Dort College in a good position here, up 112 to 105. Henriksen with the basketball, 15 to shoot, 107 on the game clock. Henriksen gets a ball screen from Franken. He declines it, lays it up with the left hand, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket He's got 14, 114 to 105. With the basketball, left side, T.J. Rivera. Rivera to Haynes. Haynes, three, good. D.J. Haynes, why not? Throw in another three. 66 points. 49.1 seconds remaining. It's 114 to 108. Dort College leading by six. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. 114 to 108. 66 points for Haynes. I just can't stop dwelling on what he has done today. 28 of 43 from the floor. 7 of 17 on threes. He has single-handedly kept his team in this game. 49.1 remaining, and we still got time. Dort will need to take care of the basketball, and they will need to make free throws to seal this. Six-point lead for the defenders for the basketball. Barkema throwing it in. Barkema gets it inbounded to Henriksen. Henriksen in the backcourt. They'll bring the double team, and he threw it away. Nebraska Christian comes away with it. Franken gives it back over to Jansma. Dort College dodges a bullet. Jansma throws it. Left side back over to Chandler. Brunsting with a basketball. Brunsting. Pass deflected. It's taken back by Haynes. Haynes with the basketball. 23 seconds remaining. Haynes with it. 21 seconds left. Haynes off balance three, and he's called for and he's fouled on the play. And DJ Haynes will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to cut this down to three. That foul is charged to Chad Barkema. That's number three on Chad. So three free throws coming for DJ Haynes. First free throw on the way for the senior is up and through. Another one on the way for Haynes. He's the only player to score in the overtime for Nebraska Christian. Now has 10 in the extra session. .68 points for Haynes as he makes the first two. He's got another one on the way. That one's up and through as well. Haynes with all three. Dort up by three, 114 to 111. Pass ahead to Jansma. Jansma with it, 12 seconds remaining. Jansma will try to get out of the triple team, and they commit a foul, and Jesse will go to the free throw line. If he makes one, it's a two-possession ball game. Well, Jesse Jansma today with 6 points and a chance to put the defenders up by two possessions. First free throw is up and through. 7 points for Jansma. 115-111. Defenders up, two possessions. Nebraska Christian is out of timeouts. Second free throw is up and good. So Nebraska Christian trails 116 to 111. Jansma makes both free throws. He's got eight. 69 points for Haynes. Up the floor with the basketball is TJ Rivera. Rivera is going to take it in, lace it up high off of the glass. 5.4 seconds remaining. He gets the shot to go. Barkema to throw it in. Gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen fouled in the backcourt. It's 116 to 113. Dort College still up three. And Barkema, I beg your pardon, Henriksen can as much as seal it here. Alec Henriksen with two free throws on the way. Alec Henriksen to shoot two. Free throw by Alec up and through, and that should do it. But when somebody's got 69 points, we won't say it's done yet. Another free throw on the way for Henriksen. Henriksen makes it. 5-point lead, 118 to 113. Into the front court is Haynes. Pulls up, long three, good. Unbelievable. He knocks it down to make it an even 72. Six dozen points, and DJ Haynes with the 3-point basket. And the Dort College defenders hang on to win at 118 to 116 in spite of the tremendous individual performance. Back with a recap of today's game right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Coach Brian Van Haften sits down beside me. And, Coach, these kind of games against teams that you're not as familiar with always spook people. And today, Nebraska Christian, you had good reason to be spooked going into this one because they're a very dangerous team.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they're really good. We knew that coming in. We knew that if number 20 got it going tonight, we knew it was going to be a hard game, tough game. And it definitely was. He was, I told the guys after the game, I said, you know, I'm 53 years old, and I only remember a couple of the college games I ever played, you know. And I said, when you're 53 years old, this might be one of them that you remember. Because every shot kept getting tougher as time went on. You know, it got tougher and tougher as it went on. I thought we did a pretty good job on him. I actually thought we did a better job in the second half on him, and he probably scored more in the second half. I don't know what he had at halftime, but anyway, he doesn't matter.
He had 17 at half.
Yeah, I thought we could have done a little bit better job in the first half, but give our guys credit. They hung in there all the way. We got some easy ones too, and we kept making some easy buckets and got off to a good start in overtime and made our free throws down the stretch to pull out a good win.
Garrett Franken ends up with 27 points for you. He played really well, I thought, last few minutes of regulation, and then overtime played exceptionally well.
Yeah, we did. I thought all the guys did a really nice job out there on the offensive end. We gave a good defensive effort, too. We turned it over a little bit too much today. But
what do you take away from this game? A non-conference game stuck in the middle of the year, and you've got some very critical games coming up. What do you take away from this game when you sit down and evaluate? What are you going to look at?
Well, as a team, we're trying to win 20 games. So this is a part of that. What do we try to get out of it? I mean, okay, so we found a guy who had it really going on tonight, and we really didn't have a good answer for him. And so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do if we get in that spot again against somebody else somewhere else along the line. And we're just trying to win as many games as we can. And I'm proud of the effort that we came forward with. I mean, I thought we came after these guys. It's just that, man, he was special tonight. So, what do you take away from it? You know, we have 30 games. I mean, you never want to waste one because they all matter and they're all fun, and this is why we play.
I don't have much more to add about this one other than you got a big one coming up on Wednesday night. Northwestern got you down in Orange City.
Yep.
This is a very important game, very close to you in the standings, a very important game coming up for your team on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be ready to play. I mean, we got to play better than we did the first time. Northwestern played a nice game against us the first time, and we did not play a great game, and we're going to play better this time.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming
out.
Thank
you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften. Let's take a look at the numbers now. Dort College, 39 of 69 from the floor. That comes out to 57%. 6 of 16 from the three-point line, 38%. 34 of 48 from the free-throw line, 71%. For Nebraska Christian, 47 of 83 from the floor, 57%. 14 of 33 from the three-point line, 42%. 8 of 11 on free throws, 73%. Dort won the rebounding battle, 45-31. Turnovers, Dort had 24. That was too many. And Nebraska Christian ends with 18. Individually for the defenders first, Garrett Franken, 27 points on 9 of 17 shooting. 20 points for Chad Barkham, a 17 for Zach Bussard off of the bench. Chandler Brunsting throws in 11. 12 for Ben Gasink and 16 for Alec Henriksen. 8 points for Jesse Jansma, 7 for Josh Van Langen, for Dort's total of 118 in overtime. For Nebraska Christian, DJ Haynes, 29 of 44 from the floor, 8 of 18 on threes, 6 of 7 on free throws, 72 points. Drew Aguilera, 13 points. Jordan Makajula with 10, 8 for TJ Rivera, 2 for Devin Jones, 2 for Chris Pendley, 5 for Matt Lilliquist, 4 for Jonte Williams, for their total of 116. Dort was led in rebounding by Garrett Franken with 10, 9 for Chad Barkema, and 6 for Josh Van Langen, 4 each for Alec Henriksen and Ben Gasing, 5 for Jesse Jansma. For Nebraska Christian, led by Devin Jones with 7, 6 for Matt Lilliquist, 5 for Isaiah Collier, and 4 for Chris Pendley. 3 assists for Matt Lilliquist, 2 for Devin Jones. For Dort College, 4 assists each for Chad Barkema, Ben Gasing, and Garrett Franken. Also 4 for Jesse Jansma. 6 steals for DJ Haynes today, 3 steals each for Chad Barkema and Ben Gasing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with our Defender Player of the Game and also our GPAC scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Let's take a look at the Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort athletes, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Player of the game today, Garrett Franken, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. GPAC scoreboard for today looks like this. Midland over Mount Marty, 184. Morningside over Northwestern, 90-85. Jamestown, a winner over Concordia, 95-68. Dakota Wesleyan over Hastings, 79-60. And it was Briar Cliff over Doan, 66-62. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Have a good evening.